Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Rage. Hanging in the riddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's below me, but that rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I chuck nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit to plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like beavers. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderers, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make you readjust your focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, where it's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent. Hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking out not. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn.
Yeah,
hit this shit,
I take a puff and I blow up like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, better drop that, yo, hop back, I rock that the door, yes, I still rock on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born. Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now when it comes to the hippest and hip-hop, I make the lips drop, knees not buckle and shake, now who's to make the wrong move? Get dusted, busted, whack MCs who can't cut the mustard.
Bomb, I'm a naughty nature. I'm
this type thing. And if I don't react the way he won't, he might swing his little trick bitch ass in another direction, then don't even use protection. I hate stupid shit ass hoes, can't avoid. Yo, and it worse came to worse, I run abroad on unemployed. Cause who the fuck cares that I got gray hairs and can't sleep? Know what I mean?
I'm going deep.
Every now and then I start flipping and get to thinking about deep shit. Behind all that bullshit I shoot at people.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But fuck it, I'm evil. And I'm hit to every bitch trying to get a grip. And every nigga trying to get a grip. But fuck that shit. And I say fuck that shit with my mighty middle finger. I'm heavy up into this rap shit. Fucking singers. Yo, I think I'm getting pissed. Cause my dollars ain't making no fucking sense. But then again, it's probably all that chronic that I smoke. I used to be like that when I was out there slanging dope, and lately I've been prepping on some old paranoid shit. Like looking fuckers up and down, trying to start shit, cause I'm a hard bitch.
So why don't you get something up?
I try to be cool, but I get caught up when I go to clubs. Straight up, I don't even trust myself.
Yo, you can trust me.
Fuck, I know.
I'm just like you.
Look, the only reason I survive, cause a nigga is special first. You get successful, then it gets stressful thirst. Niggas gon' test you, see what your texture's worth. Diamonds and pipes, one of a pressure first.
I arrived on the day Fred Hampton got murdered. Hold up, assassinated just to clarify further. Which y'all gave birth is the chairman mixed with Jeff Ford. Big step on the jet with my legs crossed. Black stones on my neck, y'all can't kill Christ. Black Messiah is what I feel like. Shit ain't gon' stop cause y'all spill blood. We gon' turn up even more since y'all killed blood.
And this is what it feels like.
I believe I'm gon' die, no courage.
And this is what it feels like.
I don't believe I'm gon' die cause I got a bad heart.
And this is what it feels like.
I believe I'm gon' die doing what I was born for. I believe I'm gon' die high off the beat.
And this is what it feels like.
I'm gon' die for the people cause I live for the people.
And this is what it feels like.
only said after this, not that I'm locked up, not that everybody's locked up, that you can jail revolutionaries, but you can't jail a revolution.
Right.
Nothing's more important than stopping fascism, because fascism will stop us all.
Back when I was young, I knew this shit would come. Black dreams, a blank canvas, paint the picture with some mud. Trees wash up the system, sanitize our brothers. Black cars, black clothes, black make every game glow. Black homes, black stove, we need more than black owned. Uncle Tom, Susie Dan, better take them back home. Revolution, real shit, if you scared to stay at home. Real, recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the half the house. Now we ain't leaving this bitch, let's be in handcuffs and shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free of all and fuck the law, they labeled all felons for nothing. If we gon' die, then we gon' all fall for something. I told my niggas we gon' all fall. Just understand it, money made them manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them hold standards. Better take your temperature when you speak. Power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on? We need structure. They locked up the ones that lead us on, trying to take away the throne. Pop up on the track, I bring that shit back. Talking with that loose lip, talking to get your shit snapped. With a vision in the books, write about what I saw. Gosh, these prisons and closed casts, because I'm black. And we got in the glow, from the seas to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Third eye more awake than I woke. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't wait no time to let them devils outdo me. Elementary school, man, them teachers try to screw me. Everything shit. Every time I get up in the stool, I'm making hits. Every since that jit, I know that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip off from the trenches. Cargo on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blasting before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me for a semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it. Known around the city for some victory. Yes, we get it. No television, it's the real image. I'll go back to that cause I got a different vision. And watch me get it. I'ma hop up on the track and fuck the flow up. I've been rapping for the world and get to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Damn that nigga hitting every note, I didn't go. Step up out the water, I'ma float. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Like we always did, if you actually make the business at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because of the simple reason that I'm too young and that I want to live a little bit longer. What you did, you're dead already.
Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. Why don't you yell for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
Wish I could open up some gates and see my dog. Yeah, I'm still yelling free no more. I know a couple real stranded on their yard. You know one day we gon' come.
Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs. Free them dogs, free them dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all.
Hey, free them all. All they wanna do is be a foe. All my niggas ride fully loaded, 10 toes for me in the heat of war. Money, baby, you my BMO. Free my niggas and free some more. Fuck the judge with a sick dick, but a nigga hate kills even more. Even so, nowadays gotta keep it close.
That's all my life, what for the wrong, just hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'ma grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember the nights? Yeah, nigga was hustling, starving, trapped by the apartment, pumping that pack on the start.
Open up some gates and see my
my dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all. Hey, I'm yelling, free my dogs, it's forever, fuck the law. Little fingers till they call my niggas ready for war. Cause we'll come through like some soldiers, we'll come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it, what's that? You don't want no bitch. Free my niggas who is totin', free my niggas who lost focus. Real niggas won't focus, real niggas, they know they know they know they. With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, niggas know that. Once you cross that line, yo, nah, no.
They was running from the dicks, but they got caught. The place that we involved, we was raised to beat some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was a cuz, everybody in the gang. And you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I can open up some gates and free my dog. Yeah, my dog. I'm still yelling for no more. I know a couple of them were stranded in New York. Yeah, they are. You know one day we won't find.
Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free them all, free them all.
The fresh one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the revolution.
I want to have, I want to make my people proud. I put my city on my back.
My blood, my mama wanted to hand me. This is just a verse that I dedicate to the chairman. Never heard nobody say nothing fake about the chairman. And I hear a lot of people saying freedom all, but I ain't satisfied until they free my dog. If he just is detainee, why it ain't free to call? You know it costs to eat, but it's free to stall. Big nigga in every city, of course. From the Hoover to the Fort, B.O. out in the Bronx. Gotta mention the chief, my leaf, what they call him. The homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin'. It's a secret society, all my niggas real. Shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal. And can't forget the twins, they came from the city of the wind. The time you gotta lose just to win. They said low and weak, but they ain't mention we was him. Or mention Jack Bobo and the block that had the grim. Fuck my enemies, the police is trying to shoot me down. Somebody tell me the reason that all the rage took me down. And everything I say, that's my damn word. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American street. Go.
Get it.
don't struggle correctly, you should struggle. But you should struggle. We said dad a struggle and you dad a win. Dad not to struggle and you don't deserve to win. But we have to struggle properly. They don't want to admit this. There are a lot of young organizations around, but we are political organizations. We are an organization that understands that politics is nothing but war without bloodshed and war is nothing but politics with bloodshed. Then it's just like you stretch something. And it goes, you can stretch things, they're going to be another thing. If you stretch politics so long, it'll be war. And that's where we at.
42 shots through that bedroom. Mama Cool was laying asleep up in that bed too. That's when J. Edgar Hoover sent the feds through. You know them grimy ass ways that the feds move. Said they sent the memo saying the Panthers gotta go. Created a plan to start COINTELPRO. Tricked O'Neal and then he turned into a informant. The chairman killed the wee hours of the morning.
I'm feeling like Mike Brown, I'm feeling like Trayvon. I'm feeling like I gotta stay armed with hoodies and ARs. I'm feeling like I gotta black down, but this is a straight war. So tell him that I'm on the front line, I'm taking no days off. Yeah. Said it's mental slavery, yep, it's all in your head. If you ain't got your liberation, you better off dead. These modern day plantations, they call it the feds. Whatever happened to the riders, guess all of them dead. I don't care if it's a koofy bow tie or a fez. We need to unify our people and buy some land. And when I talk about the Jacksons, I ain't talking Michael. I'm talking George and Jonathan marching with their rifles. You try to kill the revolution, then you gotta shoot us. This for the Chairman Fred, Mark Clark, Huey Newton. This here for Black August. Let's have a moment of silence and dedicate it to them riders that's in black coffins. I got the voice of Malcolm, mixed with the heart of Marcus. I got my knowledge from the slums, I've never been to Harvard. Tell me it's love, tell me it's hate, tell me it's pride. Tell me the reason why they keep on telling us lies. Tell me the reason why them teens in America died. From them slugs of a gun that an officer fired. Gotta understand, they consider us three-fifths of a man. Which means you're not a human on this land. Dred Scott, black man, they got the same rights a white man's got. So why we steady reppin' all these damn blocks? Who thought I'd see the day when the cops would become the damn ops? We just try to land us a job, but they try to land shots. Knowledge and intelligence is more important than that gangster shit that they been telling us. I wonder who the editors, I wonder who the ones that take their time to write the papers. That fail to mention trials and tribulations that we facing. I got neighbors that was racist, that got hatred for these pretty black faces. Who are you to judge our laws, great creation? Relations to all of them great faces back in Africa. King Tut, Queen Nzinga, they set the path for us. If they could take a look at us now, they probably laugh at us. But then again, they wouldn't be laughing, they probably mad at us. Wonder how we all became thugs and drug traffickers. Let them capture us, and they building a bloodbath for us. Breathe, this water getting deep. It's way over my head, it's kinda hard for me to see. I got a queen and she natural pure. The mindset of Winnie Mandela, mixed with a side of secure. Said I got two choices, poverty or provide for the poor. Plus I'm fully prepared to collide with the law. I said I think we need a million men marching in the streets again. Think we need a million men marching with their peace in hand. Sometimes you gotta go to war just to have peace again. Rest in peace to Martin, time to treat us like kings again.
Got the same motherfuckers that came to kill and capture us. Got the same motherfuckers that murdered mask us. Got the gold enough gas to be asking us. Why they keep killing each other? Why they respect their mothers? What their daddy said? Why they keep being black? Why they stay unemployed? Why they don't vote? Why they don't sit together? Why they still dope? Why they fucking two tears in the bucket? Did the chairman tell you what's happening, Captain? The motherfucking cowards and corrupt is corrupt throughout the whole goddamn colonized community. You know what the land's bloodshed. And it's all the earth for all this work. And the damn to take all the turf. Try to stick up sickles up our motherfucking legacies. How the fuck we got generations after generations coming up? And I only know but I ain't even giving a fuck about gold gears like Harriet T. Marcus Garvey, Ida B. Motherfucking Minister UEB. Shit. We don't know through the COINTELPRO. We die by design, man.
Got me twisted up in prison, I'm missing.
crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews' picture. They say don't let this cruel world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Rip the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Beating love letters late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls of silence. Inside this cage where they captured all my ways and bonds. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls. Born black in this white man's world. And all I heard was, to my homie's head, died in his vest. Shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I pass the casket, gently ask him, is there heaven for Jesus? My homeboy's doing life, baby mama be stressing. Shedding tears when her son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. Still tucking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stopped. Proud to be black, but while we act like we don't love ourselves. So look around, but suck, check your sense. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl. We still struggling in this white man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood, man. We must fight for brotherhood.
Born black in this white man's world.
Direction, and I'm thinking for now. My time away just made perfection. Cause I think I die, not going wild. Why should I care? Like we're holding on to lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells. Just in case they trip in heaven, ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I've changed if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Lil Dasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold world to take, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, stay with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama, but when we make it, it's better time in this white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. For a few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation.
Never that.
In this white man's world, they can't stop us. We've been here all this time.
One by one. In one way or another, America will find a way to eliminate the problem one by one. The problem is the troublesome black youth of the ghetto. And one by one, we are being wiped off the face of this earth at an extremely alarming rate. And even more alarming is the fact that we are not fighting back. Brothers, sisters, niggas. When I say nigga, it is not the nigga that we're prone to fear. It is not the nigga that we say as if it has no meaning, but to me, it means never ignorant, getting goals accomplished. Nigga. Niggas, what are we going to do? Walk blind into a lie? Or fight? Fight and die if we must. Die. Like niggas. This is for the masses, the lower classes. Once you left out, jobs were given, better living, but we were capped out. Made to feel inferior.
inferior, but we're superior. Break the chains on our brains that made us fear ya. Pledge allegiance to a flag that neglects us. Honor a man that refused to respect us. Emancipation proclamation, please. We could just say that to save the nation. These are lies that we all accepted. Say no to drugs, but the government kept it. Running through our community, killing for unity. The war on drugs is a war on you and me. And yet, they say this is the home of the free. You ask me, it's all about hypocrisy. The Constitution, no, it don't apply to me. And Lady Liberty, super bitch, lie to me. Baby strong, I know it's gonna like what I'm pumping, but it's wrong. She keeps the one from learning something, so get up. It's time to start nation building, I'm fed up. We gotta start teaching children that they can be all that they want to be. It's much more to life than just poverty. Definitely, words of wisdom.
America, 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 America. I charge you with the crime of rape, murder, and assault for suppressing and punishing my people. I charge you with robbery for robbing me of my history. I charge you with false imprisonment for keeping me trapped in the project. And the jury finds you guilty on all accounts. And you are to serve the consequences for your evil scheme. Prosecutor, do you have any more evidence? Words of wisdom, based upon the strength of a nation. Conquer the enemy armed with education. Protect yourself, reach for what you wanna do. Know thyself, teach by what we've been through. Armed with the knowledge of the place we've been. No one will ever oppress this race again. No Malcolm X in my history text, why's that? Cause he tried to educate and liberate all blacks. Why's Martin Luther King in my book each week? He told blacks that they get smacked, turn the other cheek. I don't get it, so many questions run through my mind. I get sweaty, they act like I sequestered the crime. But forget it, cause one day I'ma prove the rhyme. That every brother has to struggle on the welfare line. The American dream, though it seems like it's sustainable, they're pulling your sleeve. Don't believe, cause it'll strangle ya. Pulling the life from your brain, I can't explain. Make it so you can't attain from what you came. You sweat at the mother that you're living. Inequality, forgetting your brothers that's living. Here in poverty, don't they had us beaten when they took out kids. But the battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. The battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom.
Nightmare, that's what I am. America's nightmare. I am what you made me. The hate and the evil that you gave me. I shine as a reminder of what you've done to my people for 400 plus years. You should be scared. You should be running. You should be trying to silence me. Huh? But you cannot escape fate. For it is my turn to come. Just as you rose, you will fall. By my hand, America. You reap what you sow. Apocalypse.
Then I go
Father, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry. But I know the change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
1, 2, 3.
Long live Shim and Fred.
Try and handle their education. Be sure you know the real deal about past situations
and ain't just repeating what you heard on the local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're gonna play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they feel in the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They feel in real independence, that they just pull in contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down, because we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes, and they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know, that's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. We're talking about peace.
President Trump reportedly grew frustrated during immigration discussions in the Oval Office Thursday and responded with an expletive. According to the Washington Post, the president complained about the U.S. taking immigrants from African countries in Haiti. Mr. Trump asked why people from those countries were coming to America.
Coincidence or capitalism? Strange incidents or imperialism? Is it happenstance? How many white folks' faces happen to be seen as saviors? Some may call it conspiracy theory. However, logically speaking, one could just take a brief look at history. World gangsters and banksters front like they're philanthropists. The same motherfuckers that's been concentrating on conquering us, playing like they suddenly give a fuck about us. The Red Cross and other U.S.-controlled crime bosses exploiting our emotions and capitalizing off our crimes. See, it's big business in banning black bodies. In other words, some motherfuckers benefit every time one of us dies. You see, the system has written the script, and it's how it's supposed to go. We kumbaya ass, the cast can dance to our damn death. While preachers, politicians, and power pipers tell us to bow our heads and close our eyes and surrender, oh surrender, till you have another damn thing left. They shoot us, then display us as looters. Then they break in the UN and the rest of the US friends. Black water forces who now go under the new name of Z, whom like a fatal disease, once they get in, it'll never plan on leaving. With friends like these, who in the fuck needs enemies? Seems like every time they fuck us, we forgive them. And when they don't kill us and just capture us, we somehow, some twisted form of fashion, thank them for letting us live. Through their policies, practices, and propaganda, they've even duped us to believe that everything that's happening bad to black folks is because some of the shit that we done did. Or even more sinister and deeper than that, they done damn it declared as a matter of fact that God himself been determined to do us in. Katrina ain't killed nobody, America did. For it's time that we get credit where credit is due. And for those of you that say here he comes again, blaming the government and white folks, I say goddamn if the crime fixed, lace up the motherfucking shoes. Rupert Murdoch, Fox, and the rest of them media motherfuckers who control them idiot boxes ain't nothing but another division of the pigs. Whose directive is to be sure the force feed us nothing but falsehood and hogwash. This shit's so sickening, seeing the images on how they be betraying us. They're the same ones that's coming to slay us, putting out to the world, goddamn if they come to save us.
We see them all, Brother Kevin, live and direct.
Live and direct. Heads up, eyes open to 15. Y'all know this is how we do this, y'all. Let's get locked and loaded for another episode of Free Them All Radio, y'all, here at Intellectual Radio. Y'all can call in at 929-477-3785 or 708-223-8953. Bear with me, or better yet, club with me. I'm still getting my technology up. I got to get that Instagram back up with that. I'm moving so fast. The phone, I ain't even trying to explain, you know what I'm saying? Leave it to me, we'll be on 210 cans of the string. So, club with us. Next week, we'll be back on Instagram. But meantime, between time, you're on intellectualradio.com live, you know what I'm saying? Go to Chairman Fred Jr. on YouTube. Again, we're making history, taking history, taking history. So, y'all remember to come on in with us, club on in with us. Let's make history, take history, and tape history, y'all. Man, I know I'm going to touch on a few subjects, you know what I'm saying? I got some good responses from last week. You dig? And I had a lot of good off my chest. It was, wow, I need this, you know. And I was just commenting, having a slight discussion a minute ago. Me and my sister, we were just rapping out, you know, when I was outside looking in, sometimes, you know, even life is struggle, you know, you wonder, you know what I'm saying, you know, pay is short, you might not live long, and I even question sometimes, man, you know, do we go through battle fatigue? And, you know what I'm saying, that's the reality, we do go through battle fatigue, but it'd be something that'll hit you, you know what I'm saying, okay, keep your head up, keep moving, you know, and, I had a few discussions today that, you know, that called a question, you know, called a question. And I'm going to bear my soul with y'all real quick, you know, when it comes to this subject matter. It was a battle fatigue the other day. It was hitting so hard. And I sympathize. My mother, comrade, Cool and Jerry, I sympathize with her. Because a lot of times, you know, you know what I'm saying, the closest people to you, you know what I'm saying, you hear, you know what I'm saying, the expressions, you know what I'm saying, when the hits coming in, and those, you know, you haven't articulated, you know, so you haven't put the finishing touches on your speeches, and you know what I'm saying, just raw emotions just released now. And I forget what in particular what it was. It was like back to back. And I was like, man, I said, sometimes I wonder too, like a lot of people, was we destined to be doomed? Like, it's like we supposed to go through this here, you know? And some people subscribe to that, you know? And I was like, man, it was a struggle. And then even today, I was struggling. about the position about distinguishing being a slave and being enslaved. And I was like, my favorite gospel, I said, my thing is, I don't know if the comrade played it yet, this gospel song. I want, before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave, you know. And I said, I can relate to that. And let's see, in organizing, you got to deal with a lot of personalities, you know, people be transient. And a reporter asked me before, how many members do you have? I said, well, a lot of times it depends on how many people the police have murdered. And because reality is, you know, people get involved in struggle one of two ways, inspiration, aspiration, or desperation. And I did an interview 20 minutes ago, an hour interview, and Mr. Neese was with a member of the Young Lords, and discussed with these students. They were talking about that climate in the 1960s as opposed to now. And the students were asking some questions, good questions. And one of the students asked something in regards to about organizing, but he did acknowledge, you know, certain things like social media, you know, and I was talking about the pros and cons with that. Or this is a climate where children can tell you they got 5,000 friends, referencing how many social media friends they got. Organizing, like that interaction in our, with, you know, people in our, and this is you got artificial intelligence, you got all type of stuff now, you know, and a lot of people become gaslighted or get gaslighted to believe that they actually organize with that, they miss that ingredient because now, you know, actually, you know, dialogue and engaging with the people, and it was really, and not that you need to go through some contested conditions to really appreciate who you are and where you at, you know. And I was looking, I'm kind of all over the place. I'm just speaking from my heart with y'all, you know. What I'm saying? It's all, and I try to always do, but I'm fortunate that I thirst to learn certain things, like learn things. And the Panther Party said, information is raw material for new ideas. Information is raw material for new ideas. And that there is a self-determination. And a lot of times, when it's not contested, you think you people say, well, I'm free. We all, you know, free. But when you taste it, when you know what it is, it's a different feeling. It's a different, you know, so like you go, you know, a famous pizza place, you taste that pizza, you know, you say, oh, I that tastes different. You know, so, or, you know, you get a relationship, you say, no, this is a hell of a relationship here. You know, just, you get a car, you like, no, this ride. Some people, like a mechanic, he can pick up on, no, this is a different, the accelerator is different. So you're like, what's the big deal? And that dynamic of freedom, a self-determination. And I've talked to, I'll be around people who is not a real big thing with them, you know. And I've seen this piece on that Godfather of Harlem with Forrest Whitaker was portraying Ellsworth, Bumpy Johnson. And the mafioso was bringing a quote-unquote proposition to him. Like, listen, you understand, we can do this and that, you know. We'll take you, get your debts, all that. You roll for us. And he was like, no, you know what I mean? And one thing, Cassius said, man, once I tasted that, once I seen that dynamic of, you know, he said, freedom, a hustle on, he said, man, he hustled on his own term. You know, he got to pay up the debts, whatever. And I see GMOs, government-made organizations. I see groups that on paperwork, or the outside looks so beautiful, like so well organized, so a well-oiled machine, you know, and you know, they go overboard with terms like, you know, meetings and so on and so forth. But then it's the inability to interact with the people. And you just look at it like it's like a Hollywood set. The framework, it looks so, you say, man, that Wild West looks really nice. You know what I'm saying? I don't see no horse manure on the ground. I see the saloon go up in there, you know, that some people could suffice with that. That Hollywood, it looks real nice. The cowboy hats up, you know, they weave together, you know, dust rolls at a certain time, they creased up. Even I would watch some of the movie. I'm like, man, how is this, what period of time was this here? You know what I'm saying? No slaves around. You know, let's go. You know what I'm saying? Then you got those who want to relate to the real. You know what I'm saying? You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know what I'm saying? Because you see me when they confront with it, fall like a chief suit. So I'm going to get that off my chest. It's a shout out Skills Fingers, the brother, Long Live, Clench Fist Cub, and Community Condolences. Look on the flyers. Brother was, I was listening to an interview they did, a tribute to his brother. I met this brother through Deputy Field Marshal G.O. I just knew about the music thing, he, you know what I'm saying, producer. And I dialogued with him a few times. In fact, we got a piece we did together. And I seen this, but just, you never know about nobody's story, you know. And I didn't get to hear a whole interview about him. But his brothers, another brother was doing an interview, out on them. And I was just listening to them talk about his brother, you know, and it was breaking down how he had, at age of 9, cancer. He had, you know what I'm saying, and he had lost so much weight in the hospital. And they were telling him at the hospital that he cannot leave the hospital. And to, Alberta Bill, right on. And Stephen W. Lynn, free them all, love and respect, right on. We said, greetings, you all, we're going to rock, right on. He could not leave the building. Excuse me, he could not leave the hospital. He could not leave the hospital. Tell me Skill Fingers. I'm saying the right, Skill Finger. He could not leave the building until he had gained a certain amount of weight. And they said that his father, he can't leave the hospital. He was in the hospital. And he was, he said he was going to die. You know, his whole thing was, he want to die in the hospital. He's surrounded around his death, you know what I'm saying? And he's going to be home. And so father told him, hey, get to that weight. You know what I'm saying? And they told you the weight you got to get to. You got to get to that weight, you know what I'm saying? You know, get a body, you know what I'm saying? There's some big thing like, you know, man, you're gonna live a long time, whatever, you know. 19 years old. And he said, Skill Fingers, he said, he don't know what he did. When he was away or something, he was so determined to get out, to get home. He going to die in the hospital. He got these weights, he put him they didn't say what he did, but he weighted himself down. That they weighed him, he hit that requirement. He get up out of that. And when he got home, he went from that step. You know what I'm saying? He's motivated. You know what I'm saying? The environment, you know, you go step by step. You know, I'm going to look at revolution like an overnight thing. You know, just read this book, you're going to become conscious. Or this green juice, you're going to be all free, so on and so forth. And I heard a sister, saying some of the dynamics with Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholism. Narcotics Anonymous. All on the show, over. And she said something to the fact that they're saying axioms that you said when you fall off the wagon, part of recovery. It's something like a setback or a mistake is part of that, you know. And now, in addition to that struggle, you know what I'm saying? I tell you, this is the end goal, but revolution is a protracted struggle, you know what I'm saying? You need certain morale, you know what I'm saying? And again, this brother was 9 years old, and he was subsequent, you know, lives he impacted, and you know, how he was impacted by other lives. I don't know how he was, pulling it up to he went way past 9 or 10 years old, and left a legacy. A legacy is more important than life. So I'm going to shout out him. There's an event going on tonight. It's on the flyer. I think it's Joe's on Wheatfield, north side of Chicago. Y'all can, you know, put that out. You know what I'm saying? Clinch for salute for this young brother. Also, Haiti. it's getting more and more intense. It's cold. It's past cold. It's cold red. You know what I'm saying? Some of the things with the U.S. this thing with Kenya, troops were supposed to go do this National Guard. Dude, they have backed up out of it now. So they're not. They're not. They're saying it's you know, you're talking like, you know, the U.S. saying gangs are taking over. Prisons have been buzzed down. See, these are emotional trigger words. It's some serious stuff happening. You know what I'm saying? These are emotional trigger words. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, especially in the black community. You know what I'm saying? These are words like gangs. That just resolve logic. You know what I'm saying? So it's open door policy. You know what I'm saying? Well, wipe them out. So at minimum, do a little, you know what I'm saying? Check your emotions, let your emotions check you, you know what I'm saying? Look at the history of Haiti. We talked about this last week. We're going to talk about it more and more again. You know, the history of, you know, what's at stake here. They hit the harp, you know what I'm saying, the weather instruments, you know what I'm saying? And look at the history of our Frenches, the French and other imperialists that took to continuously keep Haiti in debt. You know, so the continuous attacks on Haiti. But, I mean, that committing that, amongst other things, that quote-unquote crime, you know what I'm saying, that was in, you know, the first black free republic. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that impact, where was getting on plantations throughout Florida? What was going on, man? I don't know, man. They shaking them up over there, you know what I'm saying, Haiti, you know what I'm saying? And the trickle-down impact, you know what I'm saying, Toussaint was, you know what I'm saying? I mean, man, Toussaint was shaking up. Actually, the U.S. should be thanking Haiti. Toussaint Louverture, they were shaking up Napoleon so much. He like, man, forget Louisiana. Whatever you got, 18,000, that'll do. He had to get up on his back, you know what I'm saying? Because it was so much, that pressure was coming down so hard, you know what I'm saying? Toussaint Louverture and others, it was on him, you know what I'm saying? Do some objective research, you know what I'm saying? It was hard because it's emotional, you know what I'm saying? But they make that connection. The TikTok. I think the I was just saying, what's the TikTok? There was a photo today. That was having a discussion earlier. I said, why is that Biden administration saying they're going to push for demolishing, a ban of TikTok? But those like, TikTok is like a one of the latest phones, like social media, even with a new phone. I seen the other day how they really. You know, they ask you questions, like when police ask you, can we search your car? You know, it's really not a question. So when you get a phone, TikTok really be like, okay, we go, press enter. You're like, well, I didn't really know. I wanted TikTok. Well, we'll give you a little time to get yourself together and check your phone back, and you're going to press enter. You know, so it's kind of like when John F. Kennedy became U.S. president. Jay Hoover was talking to him. John Kennedy wasn't clear. He was explaining, like, you know, the president. Jay Hoover said, okay, we'll get back to you once you get a little more American history under your belt and see how this machine worked, you know what I'm saying? Check back with you, you know. So TikTok, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think. So TikTok was really like, okay, well, you don't see how this worked. You know what I'm saying? You may think you have a presumption of a choice, but this is something that's forced. Or you think it's bad on you? This is something. This is social engineering that's been manufactured these children. The world is created in China. Bombard you. You think Instagram or something? Bombard you. You got men who say they tired of seeing women. You know what I'm saying? They bombard you with the images. Now China's a different dynamic now. You know what I'm saying? These children, in particular, seeing images of education, you know, building houses, so on and so forth. But it's a major bombardment. So Trump said he wasn't banning it. So I was curious on why Biden administration said they were, you know what I'm saying, banning it. I said, this is a fake fight, a false fight, whatever. But they passed legislation. They're supposed to be, now, we don't know what the term ban means. But there's a lot of discussion, a lot of issues in the white community. Like, there was a supremacy down. It's kind of like rich comedian genius Richard Pryor said, white people ride through the back neighborhoods and see us with dope residue on our nostrils, needles on our arms. And say, that's a shame. We go home, see a skunk on the front porch of the can of Budweiser beer. Say, oh my God, it is an epidemic. So you even see the dynamics of the social media, the timing, how strategic it is. The time, you know, you turn, you know, you're not just advertising. You know, talking about like even, it's a term called Google Brains, where they, like, you, it kind of hit me the other day. I was at a place and I picked up an old phone, a rotary phone. And I picked the old phone up for this generation. That's what the phones you dial. You get on the phone, you go, you turn, it takes a while. Turn the numbers around. I automatically knew a couple of numbers, my grandparents' number. I knew that number. It clicked in my head. It triggered my brain. And you, many of my contemporaries, we used to know, what's such and such number? We know it. This Google brain now has it. You can't remember. The brain, is like there's no need for that no more. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. I mean, your memory span short. I'll be fighting them. But sister was telling me, Sam, you can do this on your phone. I said, no, I'm trying to be cool with all that because I'm mad at myself. I'm kind of getting back with some stuff. I know I'm supposed to know. You know what I'm saying? So people get you comfortable, especially from the sister. You have to be real careful with that. You know, you go some places, you know what I'm saying? And you get, don't worry about just getting lax. You know, okay, you get comfortable and you can't defend yourself. So that's some of the hot topics we're touching on, and we definitely want. And I intentionally, strategically, and politically did not mention the young lady's name on the top of the flyer today. I intentionally requested that it does not be posted on there. I was at International Women's Day to a number of women, to our countless of women. I'm talking about, man, the Sadas. I'm talking about, man, Frederica News. I'm talking about the our co-host, Lady Rays. I'm talking about Mother Conrad and Cool. I'm talking about Ruck, Sheila, Della, Comrade Cool's, Comrade Daphne. I'm talking about your mother. I'm talking about them who don't offend me. I'm talking about your mother who figured out somebody had to pull it off. You know what I'm saying? You still can't add up yourself to calculate that. You know what I'm saying? To make it suffice. To my Deshaun, Sandra Greer. I'm talking about Division 3. In Cook County Jail, Division 3 of the women there. I'm talking about Logan, the women, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about them sisters. I'm talking about go through them humiliating strip searches and walked on to all, man, International Women's Day, all y'all. Alfred, I've seen the building. And they're the free of them all, yes, indeed. I'm talking about these, I'm talking about Pam Africa's, the Ramona Africa. I'm talking about, man, oh, man. But I intentionally did not name that name on that flyer today. And yeah, we got any callers in queue that can tell me that, know what it is. I'm curious. In fact, they know what it is. We got any callers in queue, Mr. Conrad?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. We have a Brother Norman in queue. Free them all.
Right on, free them all. For these, I'm throwing out women's names. I'm throwing y'all out as I go. You know what I'm saying? As I go. Now we're going to come across the border for a minute. It's interesting. My brother Norman calling in. I'm glad he called in because I'm going through some decision making right now about I followed coming to Canada for quite some time, and I talked about that before. You know what I'm saying? History with Malcolm, Chairman Freedom, but I was just talking about that today. I want to deal with that. I want to get it down. With that being said, this historian, this brother, we appreciate, man. Welcome to Freedom All Radio, my brother, for the moment. Richard in the building.
How you doing? So you want me to prepare? You want me to prepare a place for you?
Hey, I'm you know, I've been fighting. I'm coming, so I'm gonna hit you with the bait as soon as I'm coming. Hey, I've been fighting. I'm gonna come. I'm saying it. You know what I'm saying? I think I spoke about the reason, one of the things about the psychological block I had about coming. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm gonna deal with it.
It's the people on Animal Channel. I forgot what was the ox or something was being chased by a leopard, something leopard. And the coach said, "You face that fear. You did what he turned around and stopped. He stood. You know what I'm saying? And to move forward. I said, because I can't have no blockers on my life. I got, you know what I'm saying? Got to move forward. You know what I'm saying? I have it go. And so I'm gonna deal with this. I'm gonna keep you posted. I'm coming, my brother. But it's always good to have you online with us, man. You your knowledge, your information. Again, those who y'all were told the music, whatever. He's not limited to just that, man. And I just appreciate you. I don't know if you heard. My mother was on call. Oh, let me throw this in there too. Now, next time I'm not here, I'm out of time. I want the episode of Carl Nelson's show played this morning. I want this played on my next. I need that log. I didn't catch. I forgot who was on before her, but I forgot who was on before her. She came on calling us. Calling us. Y'all know you're at 6 o'clock in the morning now, so that's a whole different. Michael Powell, Tyrone Powell's FBI agent who wrote Eyes of My Soul, but this man, one of the comrades, she ain't cut no corners. I want that played. But with that being said, what's happening with my brother Norm? What's happening with you? What's happening? Bring us up to speed. What's happening?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say that this is, you know, in to commemorate International Women's Month, I wanted to say that I was told by Azili Danto that Desaline's mother essentially taught him how to rumble. You know, it was a woman that taught Desaline a lot of his a lot of things about fighting. That's one thing. And two, today is the 99th birthday of Roy Haynes, who is a great drummer. He is a great drummer who was born in Boston. He played with Sarah Vaughan. And, you know, there was a show in 1971, January 24th, 1971, on the Ed Sullivan Show. Rahsaan Roland Kirk came on the Ed Sullivan Show, was invited on the Ed Sullivan Show. And he was supposed to perform Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder. And he and Ed Sullivan introduced him, and he came out, and he, you know, Rahsaan Roland Kirk came out. First person he introduced was Roy Haynes. Now, Roy Haynes, I can say today is his 99th birthday. And Roy Haynes on drums, he introduced Charles Mingus on bass and Archie Shepp on saxophone. And they went into a song, two songs. They did two songs. They did a song called Inflated Blues, and then they played the Haitian Fight Song, which Charles Mingus wrote the Haitian Fight Song in 1957. And that scared Ed Sullivan to death. And that's on, if you want to see it, it's on YouTube. All you got to do is, type in Mingus or Rahsaan Roland Kirk or Archie Shepp. And check that performance. Check that performance out.
Wow!
I just wanted to drop that on you guys today.
Man, let's y'all take notes. This brother, we do recommend reading. However, there are those amongst us, like those griots, they give you the inside. Because even if you have the best intentions, the book's going to edit some things and so on and so forth. But it's the stuff off the cuffs, you know what I'm saying? That I think off the cuff means, like, you know, stuff you get information, like, no, that, the afterthoughts, or, you know what I'm saying, the setting. But you know, Richard, always, I mean, the setting, all that, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure we check that out, y'all. You know, the Ed Sullivan, who was that? That just before Johnny Carson, all that, you know what I'm saying? But that whole, go back and, if you've seen before, I guarantee you, myself included, look at it different now knowing that, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, no wonder this, he puts it in context of the time, because, some things that you may see in a certain period, like, well, hold on, do you know what was going on at that period of time? And it's important when you talk about, you know, movements, our people, you know what I'm saying? Just actually history in general. I think it's imperative, like, what song came out, what was going on, and I appreciate that context.
Well, let me say two more things, and I want to get off the phone because I know you had a lot of people that want to talk. There's also Muta Baruka did a song about Haiti. That's on YouTube. And also there was a brother by the name of a Trinidadian brother by the name of David Rutter. He did a song about Haiti. Beautiful songs. David Rutter used to live in Toronto, and I remember I saw him one time. He was lost on the streets that I lived on, and I took him to the apartment that he was looking for. But yeah, David Rutter, he's a bad boy. David Rutter, he did a song about Haiti and Muta Baruka.
Yes, indeed. Go ahead with that. I'm self-critical. I ain't got my pen in the paper here because, again, this brother, man, a ton of information. Like some of these names he's throwing out to y'all. So, and I want to ask something, too. You said two things. I want to ask you something, too. You mentioned we're going to ask you something real quick on that also. So, say that again, what you just that information you gave us just now.
Oh, there was Muta Baruka has a song about Haiti. Haiti, he's basically telling everybody in the Caribbean, you know, that how they mess with Haiti historically, and Haiti today, you know, it could be Jamaica tomorrow, Belize the next day, or Trinidad and Tobago the day after that. And he did a song about Haiti, and also a Calypsonian, a brother from Trinidad and Tobago by the name of David Rutter. He did a nice song on Haiti. So that's just something you could Google go to YouTube and check
it. I recorded a piece. I had to find it on Haiti years ago. But you can, that's a poem I did on Haiti. I'm gonna go re-record it too, though. Have you seen the piece this Bob Marley piece on One Love? And I'm asking you, just yeah. Trigger my memory, yeah. My thoughts. There was a cameo with him in there. You saw it. You want to touch on anything? Say it again.
Let me tell you. Can I give a spoiler, or should I not do the spoiler?
Y'all give this time, but give us a spoiler. I seen it, but give us a spoiler. We gotta pick your brain while we got you. we gotta get you on the phone. We gotta get all we can.
Well, let me say that the brother who played Bob Marley, contrary to a lot of, I might have a minority position on that. I thought that the acting was superb. You know, and a lot of people say that, you know, he's born in England, he's a Trinidadian, so. I thought he captured the acting, and I thought the sister who played Rita, some people even think she basically carried the movie. I thought she was excellent, but I think they watered it down. They had some scenes that the music was excellent. I mean, they must have did outtakes of a lot of the songs were. They were done differently, but it was they took the bite out of it. You know, that's in my judgment. Bob Marley at the that whole. Well, let me say that when the One Love song came out, the One Love was a song about fighting in Kingston. Like you have in Chirac, you know, like all the people fighting one another. The original One Love, the song was written about the warfare, street organization fighting one another. One Love was to stop that. That's the original reason for One Love. But when the corporate Chris Blackwell, Island Records, and the music industry got a hold of it, One Love became what is that thing? The lovey-dovey thing. What is that? The whole lovey-dovey thing. Kumbaya. You said it earlier today. I heard you talk about it. It was a kumbaya. Yeah. They made it into a kumbaya thing, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Was not the reason. Yeah. It was about.
Yeah.
Let's stop fighting, street organizations or let's not fight. That's what it was originally about. But when the music industry got a hold of it, it was like black, you know, like bankers and butchers and took the whole class, class, race, gender, everything out, and as it became love everybody.
Yeah, I hear you on that. And I'm gonna go back and like because a lot of you say I hate even having a discussion with Chairman Fred about a movie. I'm gonna go back and I watched it in the theater, but I like to watch like a rewind and go back because I remember years back when New Jack City came out and we debated who gonna roll with me. And this sister named Kenya was on security. She said, no, I don't want to go to the movie with Chairman Fred. I said, why not? She said, you're not going to enjoy just a movie. You're going to be doing all this. I said, no, I'm cool. I'm going to watch the movie. We're going to see New Jack City and Hyde Park. And as soon as it came on, I said, man, ain't no business created. Cracker, they're going to try to make it. She said, I told you going to do this. And then so we left that night. Me, her, who was that? Poncho, somebody else. And we left. We put on 47 Indiana. And they was running out. They called it. They said, "Man, the police raided the New Jack City building." I said, "I told you, sister. Everything is political, including the movies. I told you." But I did. I was. What's your thoughts on that scene when he was playing soccer, and I got this real critical eye to be on that movie set, Judas and the Black Messiah. I watched Godfather Harlem Mother Conrad other night, and she, you know, I said, you ain't catch that. She said, well, I said, rewind, look, I said, why did she put cream in the coffin when she said this, why he said this, and even the makeup, everything, I look, but that scene when they playing soccer, I'm the whole thing about, like, the debate, something you did about in regards to the cancer that these people died from, even though his father was white, but that particular cancer is so rare that it's like a real low percentage of, you know, white people in a particular part of some mountains that they were only catching. It's real rare even with them, and so just like the soccer was playing soccer, but they kind of, I don't know if I'm overlooking it, over stretching. And they showed the guy, the white, the guy that bumped into him, and said, "Oh, my fault." And one playing Marley's character is like, "Oh, no, problem." You know what I'm saying? But I took it as like, at least it's the open, at least acknowledge the whole thing about that, you know, the CIA or whatever ruling class entity, you know, to do something that cancer to him. What was your take on that?
I kind of concur with you because, you know, there were people that said that he was, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, the smallpox and all of that, that's not a conspiracy, you know, the Tuskegee, experiment, that's not a conspiracy, you know, can do, has done, and probably will do more stuff like that, you know. That's how I see it.
They acknowledge, the attempt assassination when Rita Marley was shot in the head, the CIA, that's acknowledged, the state done that, you know. And so it's not, you know, and I wish it would be a little more to touch on the, you know, on the dynamics about, you know, Peter Tosh and, you know, Bunny Whaler, you know what I'm saying, a little more on that dynamic, you know.
Peter Tosh, there was the brother did the part on Peter Tosh, and they took it completely out of the film. And I remember the only time there was a brother that played Peter Tosh. It was in the film, but they edited him completely out.
Wow, big that.
And the only time you saw Peter, you had Peter in the studio. I guess they were recording Simmer Down, da 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 da. He and Bunny, and they had the brother that played Peter. He was tall like Peter, same complexion, had on the same hat when they wore that. And when I remember when the brother opened up his mouth, he had a big gap between his teeth. And I fell out laughing because, you know, Peter did Peter didn't have no didn't have a gap between his teeth, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. I mean, his brother, this brother had a huge gap, and I just fell out laughing.
Wow. Big, yeah. Man, you can't make this up, man. And wow. And you know, on a side note, too, was it last year or 2 years ago in New York, or one a son of Peter Tosh, they came out in jail. They assassinated him, one of Peter Tosh's sons.
Yes, yes, yes. And man, I hate to sound. Well, I'm gonna say it anyway. I'm talking of Sherman Fritz. I got to say it, but Peter Tosh's son, Andrew, went to Israel, and Bob Marley's son, Ziggy, you know, they went to Israel too. So those two brothers are not and you know, Peter was definitely opposed to going to Israel. I know that for a fact because there was people when he came to Toronto. We convinced him not to go to Israel. And that was reported in the Globe and Mail, Toronto's national newspaper. But Andrew Tosh and Ziggy Marley, they performed in Israel. And Andrew bragged about it. He said if his father was alive, he would perform in Israel.
Dig that, man! Andrew, man, I'm so glad. I appreciate you calling in. Something else, man. What's this story? Mick Jagger and them Rolling Stones, and they, you know, they whole rip off history with everybody. You know what I'm saying? And it was something. Came home.
A joke about that. When you finish. I said I'll give you a joke about that, but when you finish, but go ahead.
Mick Jagger and Rosa, they come home, they comfortable, you know, how they get down with Tina Turner, rip the black artists or whatever, and they thought they were supposed to come in the house, and they thought they house, and they see the Tosh sitting in the house, chilling, and they're like, what are you doing? What are you doing here? And Peter Tosh to say, who let you in? Like, how y'all get in? What y'all doing? And they said, what? They say, this is my house and stuff. You got ghosts and everything walking around the house. And they say, y'all done ripped me up. And they said, Peter Tosh smoking. And this took the whole house over. What's to that? I forgot why I heard that at.
I heard two stories. He had a fallout with Mick Jagger, you know, Keith Richards claimed that he had a fight with Peter and he came out on top. The other side of the story is that, you know, Peter basically just bum rushed out and lived there, and, you know, basically effed it up because of the way they had treated him. But you know, Peter. I remember, give you a joke. I remember when Bob Marley. No, Peter. No, what I'm trying to say. Well, Bob was playing in Los Angeles. I was in L.A. in 1978 in Santa Barbara, and Peter Tosh was back backstage, and he came on stage and performed Get Up, Stand Up with Bob. That's on. I don't know if there's visuals of it, but you go to YouTube, and they hadn't performed together in years and years, and they performed there. And the story is that they wanted to bring Mick Jagger. They wanted to bring Bob out to perform with Mick Jagger, and Bob vetoed that. He didn't go out with Mick Jagger, you know. And, you know, that's when Peter was signed by Rolling Stones Records, and that lasted for a minute. But then, like I say, he and the Rolling Stones fell out because they didn't do exactly what they were supposed to do. Peter should have been bigger, you know.
Should have been much bigger. Yeah.
comment Russell 95 just pointed out on the comment section that the actor did a piece on YouTube saying how there were more the role portrayed Peter Tosh, they cut a lot of the things out with Peter Tosh, a lot more. I was just picking my memory on something else too. Peter Tosh. Oh, where was I going with this? Man, I'll be on here with you for hours, man. Damn, there's something else about
You know, I went on tour with Peter Tosh. I say I went on tour with Peter Tosh. I went with Peter from Toronto. There was a brother by his manager was a brother by the name of Herbie Miller, and he had a club in Jamaica called the Monk. He took me on tour. I went to Ottawa, Montreal, and I took the bus with him. I'll give you a joke. I took the bus with him. So one of the brothers that played with Peter was a Chinese guy named Charlie Mao. Charlie Mao, if you see the videos, you know, I think he was a rhythm guitarist, but he's a Chinese dude, a great musician. And I remember we got off the bus. We got off the bus, and he pulled me to the side. He says, "Man," he says, "these reggae," he says, "these Jamaican guys," he says, "that, you know, we're on the bus," and he says that Sly and Robbie, they listen to, all they're doing is listening to Bootsy Collins and George Clinton, and Herbie Miller is in the, he's got his headphones on, he's listening to Charlie Parker and Max Roach, and Peter Tosh is in the back listening to, you know, Peter was a big fan. Yeah, and Peter Tosh is a classical music fanatic, country, western, and classical. So he said, nobody's listening but me, you know. Peter's listening to Rachmaninoff. Peter's listening to Rachmaninoff. Herbie is listening to Max Roach and Charlie Parker and Sly and Robert listening to George Clinton and Funkadelic. Bootsy Collins, nobody's listening to reggae. I never will forget as long as I live.
Wow. Yes, indeed. Man. Yes, indeed. Oh,
you know,
man, I appreciate you, bro.
Them Jamaicans love music, period. You know what I mean? All kind of music.
Yeah. African
country.
Yeah. Yep. Initially, they would look at a lot of artists over here. They would not mimic them, you know what I'm saying? They would readapt a lot of the songs. And for initially, they would, from the States, a lot of the songs. And so I don't know, it was a documentary or something I was watching. And they were talking about that, like the history, like, you know, how they play all music all over. Yeah.
I remember getting into a discussion, arguing with people about country music, and, you know, talking about black folks didn't like country music. And I remember one time, give you a joke, another joke. I was watching. I turned on the YouTube one time, and the thing came on about Hank Williams, and I knew Hank Williams. Williams very well, and I sit up there and I listen to Hank Williams, and I knew every song that guy sang. I knew his song word for word. So I said, "Man, I must be going crazy." So I called my sister, Lorraine. I say, "Lorraine, I was watching YouTube the other day, and I was singing, saw Hank Williams on there, and I knew every word that he ever sang. I could sing his song like." It was like listening to Eddie Kendricks. I knew it word for word for word. And when I was in Ghana, I went to Abri, and they listen to country music all day. And I remember Umwalimu Julius Nyerere, he wanted to see Charlie Pride. But when my sister told me, she says, "Norman," she said, "when we were little, Mama used to watch the Grand Ole Opry every Saturday because it was filmed in Shreveport, Louisiana, so we looked at it every Saturday religiously." So, you know, I got black. I forgot about that. You know,
Hey, I'm gonna add this too though, man. I may be a little subjective with this. I mean, I was in Menard prison, Menard concentration camp, by the name of Saad. I never get, we was debating. He said, well, you say black people ain't created, some, I forgot the discussion came up. I said, man, these rip off artists and stole so much, man. I said, I don't know what they're gonna create. And he was talking about music. And I said, he said, what about this? I said, even opera music. I say, they're taking co-op. I don't think I'm getting on credit for probably creating this damn prison we're in. I said, this is a foreign concept to us. I said, man, they're taking co-op. I've had a discussion came up with somebody, I said, who the original thieves? And I get to my different music we debating. I said, he said, what about this? I said, man, I'm telling you, man, when they get through with it, you won't recognize it no more. The origins of it, touch it, co-opt, touch it, condemn it, co-opt it. When they get through it, you be like, man, that's when they get that. That's a nice thing they get. I say, man, you look at history, man. Hijackers. I say, man.
Yeah, you remember Pat Boone was wop bopaloo mopalop bam trying to do Little Richard and couldn't do
right.
It, right?
Yeah. What's that cat's name? I forgot his name. They showed him this cat. I mean, no. One with Elvis really got now. Elvis, he was a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you name it. But this one in particular, I've got this brother's name. The vernacular, like, he stole his soul. I forgot his brother's name, man.
Otis Black,
that might have been it. That might be it.
He was a songwriter.
He's a songwriter, but Oldest Blackwell might be it. You go listen to this. You listen to him. The man, the tone, everything. I said, woo, man. I said, that damn vampire boy. Them soul suckers got, man. I took everything, man. Yes, indeed. Hold on, brother Rich. Hold on.
Jesse Belvin was Otis, the great singer Jesse Belvin. Good night, my love. He was Elvis Presley's vocal coach. They hired Jesse to be Jesse Belvin was when he signed the RCA Victor. One of his jobs was to be Elvis Presley's vocal coach.
Big day. And that movie that was the closest thing I've seen with that last movie on Elvis. That's the most. I'm starting on the movie critique too, and I gotta have you on there with me. That last movie on Elvis.
George Nelson had Nelson George. I'm gonna go see that Elvis. Well, I guess I can see it on Netflix, but I should watch that tonight. But I want to see.
I want you to check it and let me know your thoughts. That's one of the. I mean, of course they're not going to get. They're not going to let blow by blow. But man, the influence of the child, the black church and all that. You know what I'm saying? That manages the role with the government. All man, the debt. You know what?
Elvis's manager was Colonel Parker. Yeah.
Colonel Parker, they go into that, and they didn't go over, and it wasn't this, I hate that trivial, overboard, you know what I'm saying, the sex, drugs, you know what I'm saying, it's like a political point in there. Colonel Parker, the man, like, even, you know, how people talk about how they forced Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying, to keep on, you know what I'm saying, he had to be on drugs, just to keep moving, you know what I'm saying? And they showed a machine around him. They showed him, right. It shows the machine. Yeah. No, Richard, let me get up this phone with you, man. Man, watch that movie. You come on back on so we can follow up on some more discussion, man. Hey.
Let me say one more thing. Bobby Rush used to work out, the singer Bobby Rush, and that's not Chicago Bobby Rush. But the another man out of Louisiana, out of Houma, Louisiana, Bobby Rush is a black belt, and he used to work out with Elvis in terms of he's a karate man, yeah.
Wow. Big that. Now, who else, what era he was around, Bobby Rush, the blues man.
Bobby Rush, blues man, he done won all kinds of grants. He won a second Grammy.
Man. Was he around the same, what's the name? Was he the same era as Coco Taylor? Was that the same era, all them people?
He went to Chicago in 54, but he's still alive. He's still winning. He won Grammys.
He's still alive.
He's in his 90s, right.
He did martial arts?
Yeah. No, Bobby Rush didn't do martial arts, not that I know of. I'm talking about Ted Taylor. B-A-F, a wonderful. That's Ted Taylor's a big, he's out of Oklahoma. Ted Taylor was
martial arts?
Oh, yeah. But he was a light-skinned dude with green eyes, so he said everybody, they would try to test him, you know.
Wow. Well, listen, think about how much me and you being saying. With that being said, I got to get leeway right. Leeway to acknowledge this comrade, this comrade Sam McKinney, man, and much out to the Black Panther Party, man. Birthday coming up. Man, this Saturday, man, revolutionary love and respect. I hope you see it on it early with us, man. I wasn't planning on letting the cat out the bag. We're gonna have a free martial arts program coming out to Hampton now soon. You know what I'm saying, man? We're going to be fortunate to have our comrade Sam McKinney here it up, man, who was rough back in the day, still rough. You know what I'm talking about, man? Y'all go talk, man, the history of that relationship was on it, man, and he's still getting down. Okay, we were talking about that. I said, man, I give you this program going on. Who we got, you know? Yeah, he's like, damn, Chad, don't put me out the pasture. You have to know that about it. But the history of it, in fact, me and my field marshal tour. Matter of fact, I'll say this to my man going to maybe some places. I have been on Facebook and Instagram a while, y'all. Everybody go to Tohart, TUR-HA-AK. That's our field. I don't know the status of the case. The case in Oakland last week. It probably got dropped this Monday. I'm not sure. I'm not on Facebook, but make sure y'all go to put on there. We're checking in on you. You know, so we heard on, you know, about Freedom Hall Radio. What's the status? Are you good? You good? You know what I'm saying? But this is comrade. So yeah. But y'all be looking at the man. It's not go to Sam McKinney's page. You know what I'm saying? We not waiting to Saturday, y'all. Start flooding him now. Revolutionary birthday greetings to this comrade. Sam McKinney is on my Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I got to get back on Facebook. I'm going live now. But yeah, when you said martial arts, that's the perfect leeway. Yep. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
So, no. We thank you. But check that. Yeah, I'm gonna pick your brain on the Elvis flick. Yeah.
Well, try to watch tonight, sir.
Right on, man. Love, respect. I'm gonna give you a heads up. I'm coming to Canada, man. I'm coming.
All right.
Right on. Take it. To the people, y'all. Free of all. We live the record. Free of all. Ready, y'all. Making history, taking history, taping history, y'all. Who we get on that top on that flyer, y'all? International Women's Day, y'all. Y'all should know who that is. Because I know y'all will know the other picture. All due respect, man. I know y'all will know the other picture. That's Claudette Colvin. You don't know. Man, I'm going to give me a shirt with her face on it. I relate to her. We relate to her, man. You know what I'm saying? The pain of seeing them to a man. Going through this man, refusing to give up your seat on the bus, man. And writing your face is still alive. You know what I'm saying? I say, man, I be going through trouble, like, man, I sympathize with people who, like I was doing an interview earlier, and they was asking a question, they kind of got caught up and thought I was alive in the 60s, 70s. They said, well, how did y'all do? I said, whoa, I'm from the Black Panther Party Cubs. I say, I know people that was really there. I make a joke with Mother Comrade. I say, you know, if you stood up to use the restroom for 2 seconds, the people are going to white you out and white you out. You know what I'm saying? knowing the stuff, these people were, I mean, and they're saying so with an official, when somebody says some bold, bogus lies, you're like, oh, no, you're getting backed up by somebody. This ain't something that's going on here, you know. Man, call that COVID, you know what I'm saying? I mean, man, but you knowing you was on this bus, you know you refused to give up your seat. You know what I'm saying, man? Your family. What Pippa said, Rosa Parks. No disrespect to Rosa Parks, y'all, but man, history, man, it's been an impact there, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's your people. I mean, your legacy. You told me the other day, so like even the real. No, I ain't even saying the real Rick Ross. Rick Ross. I mean. Man, this man is alive. You know what I'm saying? Man, the case and everything, you know what I'm saying, with his name. You know what I'm saying? Love him or hate him, you're indifferent. This is his name. Another person, not even that close to age range, you got your name.
Dude,
they echo that one. Hey, there you go. We have no callers in Houston, the girl red. I want y'all to know who Claudette Colvin is. I want y'all to know the sisters. I don't know who Angela Young is. I want you to know who your sister is, who your mommy is. I'm talking about good, bad, and different, man. You know what I'm saying? The man, and look. We're talking Women's History Month, and I kind of hesitate on touching because a lot of times people, I refuse to be regulated to reference something from the ruling class. I mean, people would say stuff like Memorial Day, you know what I'm saying? They don't fuck about nobody's memory, you know what I'm saying? Or Labor Day, you know, but they don't do no damn work. So Women's History, they don't give a fuck about no women, you know what I'm saying? It's like a oxymoron, you know what I'm saying? Well, okay, you want to have a discussion, you know what I'm saying? Discussion? Okay, let's have a discussion, you know? You know what I'm saying? In the correct context, historically, how the system view women, how they view, you know what I'm saying? I mean, historically, you know what I'm saying? And now, again, I know it's hard to, like, clean it up, you know what I'm saying? Get that God, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know all the rhetoric and the tears they use on and so forth, but to recognize the significance and importance of my societies, and, like, I was doing the show last week, and Sterling Brown's pops, to the goddess and others, I'll get up to those shows. It's this radio. But he said he was in Saudi, or no, he was in Dubai. He said he go places, he look at how they worship. You know what I'm saying? And certain things you can go look at and you say, okay, this is the society. I tell people the Black Panther Party, you know, so you put it in context, you know what I'm saying? And they appear in the organization, they appear, you know, you know what I'm saying? You look in context, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I heard those gender differences. You look at that climate. I'm talking about that climate, the type of TV shows. But you look at, man, women, and I mean, not just their, you know, leadership in no affirmative action sort of way. I'm talking, man, really, I mean, getting down, you know what I'm saying, with comrades, you know what I'm saying? And you look at the different dynamics, but look at the contradiction, this system, you know what I'm saying, how it runs down. These terms, Labor Day, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, you know what I'm saying? I may give you propaganda, but you go back and look at it. You go look at the VA hospitals, how they treat, you know what I'm saying, soldiers, you know what I'm saying? The propaganda. But you know what I'm saying? So you would at least acknowledge, well, it got to be something to this day, invest these type of lives. So let's make sure we acknowledge ours. Let's make sure we don't forget our say cool old dingers. Let's make sure we don't forget our imams, even our names who locked up. You know what I'm saying? There must be something to this. Well, okay, y'all playing with this thing. We're talking about women. Okay, man, let's, okay. I'm now thinking about it. The candy store lady. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And talking another day, my man Ray on the block. Oh, let me get this. I got to get this off my chest. Man, wait a minute. This plantation, the 15th Ward in Chicago, I'm confused. I'm trying to figure out how this, man, Ray, y'all know this electoral politics ain't really my thing, but this Ray Lopez posted, this dude that told me they can't have no block parties. He was trying to sit down the old school picnic. And they running this, I mean, this man, listen, mind blowing. I look at the Negroes who he grabbed. I got this image in my mind. I can't get out. I can't fake it for nothing. It was a vacant lot in Inglewood, and he told the black people they couldn't even park their cars over there. And I'm talking to him. This was Ed Burkle's first grooming him. You know what I'm saying? And I say, man, what you talking about? You know, and these two Negroes who ain't never they ain't never been a precinct. They never was a patrol boy. They never was school president. All of a sudden, they like standing like they some political pundits. You know what I'm saying? I said, what y'all doing standing outside here when I'm talking, man? These Negroes, I mean, I said, what's going on here? And then. I'm talking about, man, the racism that this dude expresses. There's got to be a skit from Saturday Night Live. They got these posters in the 15th Ward for Raymond Lopez. I said, so I'm waiting for somebody to say, man, we just joking. You been punked. You know, the Democratic Committee, man, all he's running for that. I said, you got to all those things. I can't, man, listen, look at the art. Go look through Bronzeville. Go look at the 16th Ward. Look at the painting on the ballot on Peace Act of 16. You see some black pictures of black paintings up there. Go look at them. Go look at different communities. Look at some of the art. Then go look on 58th and Wood. Look at the insult, the nonsense that this racist Raymond Lopez got. Man, go look at that nonsense. You know what I'm saying? You paid to get put up there. Man, it's mind blowing. You know what I'm saying? I said, man, he must have been, it's only maybe he's paying. I said, you got to be giving him some LSD or something. This dude has told these grown people they can't have no block party. I'm talking literally. I said, y'all need to bring a speak out, show the porch, you know what I'm saying? Like, get your six pack. Mind blowing. So I said, man, I got to get it off my chest, you know what I'm saying? That's for my sanity at least, you know what I'm saying?
Free them all, man. I'm in and out. But I heard you say something on the pitch. I don't know if they said nothing. That's the sister Claudette Colvin. Before Rosa Parks, Claudette Colvin, man, who took the stand first. Ain't nobody stand behind her. What was going on with her? I want to say that. The pitch. Tommy Skillfinger's legendary producer from Chicago, not just a producer. That's one of the many things that got him known. He's just a good human being out here. Like, he loved people and shit like that. Was straight up and down. Ain't cut no corners. Even with his struggles and shit, he had one leg. A lot of motherfuckers didn't even know that. They thought he was just limping or something, you know. But he one leg. Respect everything that had going on. His father was Michael Chandler. On the west side or whatever like that, and he ain't even let that be like he ain't let nobody like similar like how we man, there's no passage just because of that. He still was like with the people, even though that shit. He still they kind of hated him for that shit, like you know what I'm saying. We up here at the on Weed Street celebrating his birthday today. We celebrated his birthday.
I get kind of confused. I told you I'm a victim of segregation.
Yeah, it's all right up on North Avenue,
North though.
Right off of North Avenue.
Why do I get
shit? If you get off of North Avenue, and man, the address on the fly, I'm like you, Chad. Shit, I put that GPS shit on when we go up north.
I got mad at GPS.
You got to change to the
GPS lady. I got everything, man.
You got the white lady on your. You got to take to the black boy.
Like, so look, you rolled up there already.
We up here, man. They just started. We moving on revolutionary time because y'all got the Cubs. We the Cubs in here. I'm like the
North Avenue. North Avenue. You can take North Avenue straight down.
It's a street before Weed Street. The street name is Weed Street. No pun intended. But it's Joe's Bar and Grill, I believe. They got whatever.
I'm going to figure it out. man. I'm gonna go. So we're gonna show our respect, y'all. Y'all, man, y'all keep the shout the brother out, you know.
And we charge. It's 25 at the door. It might be 30, whatever. But we want to let y'all know it's not just to get them none of our pockets. We trying to. He loved his daughter, man, and he left a daughter behind. He was trying to take care and do the best. You know what I'm saying? That he could for her. You know what I'm saying? We're struggling with that. These proceeds going. Yeah. We're trying to raise 10 bands for her to get back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was still here. You know what I'm saying? He gonna live here. We gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? For that.
Okay.
Ain't even about us.
Yeah. What is include? Gonna be playing some of his music and stuff like that. What's gonna be happening?
We playing his everybody that's performing tonight playing off of his tracks. You know what I'm saying? He influenced so many people. You probably, man, you'd be surprised from the Kanye to this. They should have been here too or whatever. We know how it is, but it is what it is. We ain't tripping, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
good quality people here. You know what I'm saying? His family, his daughter. Man,
I'm gonna make my way, man. Yeah, yeah.
It's at Hosted.
No,
it's
you know where that Home Depot on North Avenue up north, like right behind that where they used to have, you know, over there.
You said, where's that, the Wild Hair?
Conrad, you been down there too long. As soon as you get off the expressway,
listen. I fool the GPS while I fool both of y'all.
I'm already here, I'm trying to connect the dots.
I'm gonna pull up on the brother on the corner. You know what I'm saying? Hey, my man, what's such and such? Yeah, that's how I figured out.
Yeah.
Ross Knott talked about this. They recorded a song, Skippy. Yeah, man. Y'all, man, Skippy wasn't no joke on the beats, though, man. He wasn't nothing nice, man. And listen,
a lot of them songs, too, Chef, before you get out, a lot of the shit we did, at least on the mix that we did, we started recording at the Hampton House where we started doing reconstruction. He wanted to start helping, you know what I'm saying, in the Hampton House studios and all we was doing.
That's on his resume, too, then, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because, Tim, first, everybody's ready to come in the revolutionary act, man. He did a lot of recording at the Hampton House, no doubt about it. Let that be on his resume, man. Make sure that's on his resume. I'm going to come do him a shout-out. You know what I'm saying? Man, Lonely and Skill Fingers, his birthday today, man. I got another birthday on the real way, too, y'all. I'm going to be gone, but Conrad, make sure we on deck, man.
Conrad Stan birthday on the 16th.
Well, so on our advisory committee, man, you know what I'm saying? Man, brother, you know what I'm saying?
Conrad Stan.
It was like 11th party, good standards. Man, y'all make sure y'all check his page. Shout it out, you know what I'm saying? On Stan McKinney, y'all, his birthday greetings. I need y'all to make sure we check. She's going to feel Marshall Tohar on that case. Man, she, you know what I'm saying? He's good at
it. Oh, man. Real talk.
You go to his page and check in. I think the case will get y'all money, but I'm still trying to get back on Facebook.
Free high 80. Yeah, Palestine. All that shit. Free high 80. Ain't nobody talking about high 80.
We got to do a whole piece. Man, the God, what's going on? What's going on in Gaza, Haiti, Congo, Chicago, New York? These are reactionary times, man. It's intense. I mean, all over, man. You know what I'm saying? And we look forward to revolutionary times, man. But this is intense, man. Okay, so we try to get that. Sister Conrad, could you please get this song? I'm talking to Mother Conrad earlier. I said, man, this song, I want this song played on my, man. I said, man, I just thank God I ain't no slave. I said, man, I'm so glad. I'm enslaved. I'm enslaved. We get that song, Sister Conrad?
What song?
I'll be buried in my
YouTube. Old freedom.
No,
oh,
no, freedom.
No, this is a, I'll be no. buried in my slave before I be,
I'll be buried in my grave
before I be a slave.
I'll go, Lord,
oh,
take
freedom.
Me home to be free.
To be free. Yeah,
oh, freedom.
Oh, freedom.
I want that to open up next week.
Oh, freedom.
I want that to open up next week.
Oh, freedom. Oh,
yes,
indeed.
I'm
freedom
I'm remix
over
that.
Me, over me.
I'm,
and before
yes, indeed.
I be a slave,
oh,
I'll be buried in my grave, and go home with my Lord to be free.
I'll be, oh, look, reiterate, I'll be buried in my grave, boy.
What?
Master, they take, man, hey, that's just
my
a baby, man. Okay. Man, and they're coming with down my
what?
Feet, the little my, that, what? The little my knees.
Yes,
it's a scene. It's a scene in that Godfather Harlem. They say, Bobby, the mafia is making a good deal with you, man. Go on. He said, man. He told the mafia, he said, listen, man.
What?
He said, man, listen. I got to taste a little bit of freedom on my own. Ain't no. He said, man, a lion. Don't know he's locked
what?
Up. He come out the cage. He said,
what?
His butt is on. I said.
I thought you called Hollywood and put that in because Forrest Whitaker had that shit. We was doing Judas and the Messiah. They been called in and he was watching us. I'm trying to tell you, that shit been out. That shit cold. You just not trouble.
Right,
man, hey. The Godfather. Man,
I'm
he called. They been watching us.
The movies. I don't like watching. I like watching. See, I can rewind and go back and pick out, dissect it.
Yeah.
You know, I've been chopping it up on that joke the last couple of nights. Yeah.
Hey, that shit,
and
yeah.
Look,
I just, I don't like how they be playing certain shit, but it's still some shit.
No. Of course, you know, they pull some bogus stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but it's some points in
there.
Yeah.
But it's some shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I love the way, like you said something earlier on the show, that when you go to the movies and how you dissect them, motherfuckers be mad. I really like, fuck them. Not fuck them like that, but I want to go to the movies and all that shit because it helped me in my everyday. I do that shit with everything. They be like, man, yeah, I got this. This is the only reason I'm still made, motherfucker, here. Shit. If we don't dissect,
well,
look at
everything that we do, the movie.
I'm sorry, like everything.
Hey,
all these motherfuckers.
Yeah. How did the tour go today, Conrad?
Oh, man.
The tour.
That's what even made me think about what you even said, too, again, Tim. When you be away from certain shit, when you be, I'm so glad, man, you got me doing that shit and getting back on point. Man, that shit felt so, man, it was like going to church. I can't, that's the only way I can, man. That shit,
well,
man.
Well, I tell people, I ain't listen. In the movie, it's a scene where the guys ain't got to sell this shit. This shit sell itself. I ain't got to force feed this motherfucking movie. I say, man, I tell people, you want to look at the before and after. You know what I'm saying? You can take it or leave it. You know what I'm saying? This movement, I tell the cast, man, I ain't got to force feed this to no motherfucker. I say, this here, man, I know it. I listen. Man, long live legacy of Big Law. Long live.
Long live Big Law.
I remember, man, little fast as young cat.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
I come from Stateville. King Shorty said, hey, man, what you do with him, man? I say, man, the politics, man. Listen, man. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for the date of October 15, 1966. I'm so grateful for the UNA. I'm so grateful to the OAAU.
Yes,
I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? Organizations, the structure, you know what I'm saying? Contradictions, you know what I'm saying? Different organizations, street organizations.
Mama Zinga, I ain't say her. For the Women's Day and the Samoas that we ain't even say, man, we got a bunch of women freedom fighters and stuff, and I don't know more for the feminist ass shit.
Man, we'll be all, hey, man. So, hey, my sister,
yeah,
be honest,
they
all just touch down.
Right now.
This,
I can't go out of the stage after
that. Hey, go out of that stage, man.
Happy birthday, Captain. I'll put your speakerphone down on the stage. I'm going to go right on
well,
right
come
now.
Come on, get it up. Get clothes out. Somebody head that way,
I got 10 to break. What's your name? Kill. I'm gonna put your speakerphone right here for my battery back.
Come on with it.
All right. That's 1, 2, 3, right?
Huh?
1, 2, 3, that's the order.
What you say?
What's the order?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah, put it on there.
1, 2, 3.
What you got on there? Whatever you got on there, it's all good.
1, 2, 3,
yep. Bring them on, sir.
Bring them on, we live.
Hey, 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 this is Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Coming to y'all live and direct from Fremont Radio.
Hold on.
The Black Panther Podcast.
Hold on. 1 second. I'm going to give you the mic. 1 second. Hold on. I'm just getting y'all heads up.
All right, come on with it. Yeah.
You come right now.
We live.
Everybody live.
Hey, look here, yo.
Hold on.
This is.
Hold on. Hands up,
man.
Can y'all hear me? Hold on, check. Can you hear me?
Free
them
all. Oh, he loud and clear.
Can y'all hear that?
Free them all.
Hey. Can y'all hear that?
Free
them all. That's Kevin Frey has the Junior on there right now.
Free them all.
Go ahead, so I got your speakerphone.
I need, first and foremost, I need something out of y'all real quick.
Listen up.
We got this ritual. We the heads up, eyes open, and fists clenched, y'all. We won't put our fists in the air, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Heads up, eyes open, and fists clenched, y'all.
Fists clenched, y'all. We want to say happy birthday. Long live the legacy, man. Man, skill fingers. That brother, hey, he brought it, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's party his name. Keep his legacy alive, y'all. Again,
yes, sir.
Long live Tommy Skill Fingers, y'all. Right on, free
long live Tommy Skill
Fingers.
Long live Tommy
Skill
Fingers.
Long live Tommy Skill Fingers. Hello, can y'all bring the family out, man? Well, I can't come out without the family. I need Mike, I need Brooke, I need Mom, I need everybody come out right here. I can't. The only reason we here because of y'all.
That's right. Make
please, 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 I want you to feel up. We've been weird out here with you. What?
They're going to say,
Chairman,
free them all.
Yes,
we're going to go ahead, dude. I got big wins out here, too. He said, what's
don't
up, free them all?
Face, man. Face, Kevin.
Say, free them all. We on their heels, man.
Hey.
Hello. Yes, sir. They hear you.
Long live Tommy Skillfinger.
Long live Tommy Skillfinger.
Free Long live Tommy Skillfinger, y'all.
Free Haiti.
Man, free Haiti. Congo. We're going to be talking about Haiti, Congo. The guys are all at you, you know what I'm saying? Chicago, New York, you know what I'm saying? Your backyard, the ghetto, the reservation, the barrios, and the spirit of internationalism, y'all. That's right. The spirit of internationalism, y'all. Again, y'all miss y'all, our comrade Stan McKinney on his page. Happy birthday to Stan McKinney. Get him on that page, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, y'all. It's been an honor, you know what I'm saying? Again, look forward to touching back with y'all in a minute. I've got to be on the West Coast this Friday, I believe, yep. But keep your heads up. Oh, March 21st will be in New York. Be in, Ralph Pointer. March 21st, Ralph Pointer. You know what I'm saying? Keep your heads up. Album of Fizz Clinch, y'all. I'm going to call Free Them All. Comrade, let's take us out.
Trying to find
They're trying to find me. Now I've got just two guns to protect myself from men. Cause I've never done nothing wrong, and I hate the dragon den. Evil force.